Welcome to episode 72, and I mean, it's really 72 this time, not like last time when I said it was 72, but it was actually 71, and then I had to correct myself. No, this is really 72 of the Breakdown of Walls podcast.
It's the bestest boyfriend ever edition of the Breakdown Walls podcast.
Is it though?
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
I saw what you got, Misty. That was good shit.
It was good. It was good. She got two gifts, so that's better.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Go you.
But I wasn't good. And she got me candy. Which, you know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And a Go XLR.
And a Go XLR.
Yeah.
I think you made out like fat rat.
Right. I did okay.
Mint dark chocolate Kit Kats and freaking Go XLR.
Yeah, mint dark chocolate Kit Kats.
Oh, nice. Nice. That's your double birthday Valentine's gift.
Yeah, birthday Valentine's
gift. Right. Don't take me that long.
Yep. Oh man, but it's been good. It's been a good week, honestly.
Maybe I can dig out the song movies and those are our songs.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. So podcast listeners out there, me and Misty have this tradition.
It's kind of weird.
That we sometimes observe and sometimes don't, but our tradition is that on Valentine's Day, to just to be weird and not like typical,
and we both love horror
movies. We have a Saw marathon. No, not a romantic comedy marathon.
Oh, no.
A Saw marathon.
Nice.
So we're gonna try to find the Saw movies and maybe do that this year. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyway, welcome to Breakdown Podcast. This show is about games.
Yeah, it is.
Or is it? I don't know.
Right now, it's about candy and horror flicks.
Yeah, that's right. Candy and bracelets and journals.
Yeah,
and horror movies.
and cats.
Yeah, and cats. Can't forget the cats. Anyway, good lord. Okay. So, intro update here, guys. We have our first guest locked down.
Yeah.
However, they are not going to be on this episode. We have them locked down. Sturlock and myself are recording the interview with this guest this evening as of this recording. So they will be on next week, but we have them locked down. We're doing the interview tonight. So be assured that you can for reals expect a guest next week.
Just interview Nana.
Interview Nana. Anna Bonanna, how are you feeling about...
She's a guardian. She plays Destiny.
Yeah, she plays Destiny. She tries to kill bosses in Destiny, yeah.
Oh.
So we do have a guest that's coming up. But this episode, though, this week is going to be a normal episode. But I can already assure you, because the interview's tonight, that there will be a guest next week.
Yep.
So, we're going to jump right into it. Because there's some cool slash awesome slash crazy stuff to talk about. And we're going to get right into...
Gaming News!
Welcome to Gaming News, where we talk about
Gaming News.
Games?
News.
Okay. To begin this episode of Gaming News, we're going to talk about an issue that is going to make a lot of people happy, but is also going to make a lot of people very, very angry at the same time.
Yay!
So, the Final Fantasy VII Remake, folks. It has been... I guess this was not announced through proper channels. I guess this kind of just happened. Like, they kind of... From what I understand, it seems like they had to just announce it officially because it got leaked, is from what I hear. Like, it was supposed to be announced in a different way than it was. But anyway.
Oopsie.
Oops. Final Fantasy VII Remake is getting a PS5 upgrade.
Yay.
But apparently only a PS5 upgrade, not a Series X upgrade?
Huh. That's kinda weird.
But it gets worse.
Oh, no.
The reason this is going to make a lot of people happy and angry at the same time is because this upgrade, along with the upgrades to, you know, fast download times and 4K and ray tracing and all that stuff, more story content.
Oh.
So again, a lot of people happy.
The
happy
square. People. I mean, cool, more story stuff.
That's right. Cool. But you know, you get the point. Like, this game is the Final Fantasy VII Remake is on PS4 and Xbox Series X, or yeah, Xbox One, really. So the PS5 owners are going to be delighted. More story content. That's awesome. I wonder what it is. Cool. Meanwhile,
it's not in poverty land.
In poverty land. Yeah, this is not a good move. I don't think this is a good move.
No, why would they do that? That doesn't make
any sense. Just give it to everyone. Like, the game is supposed to be for everyone, so give everything to everyone. You know
what I wonder is, I wonder if we're dealing with some timed exclusive shenanigans again.
Oh, you think it will come out eventually?
It might come out eventually. I don't know. I hope.
This could be like a Rise of the Tomb Raider situation.
Yeah.
Like, where Xbox got it a literal year before PlayStation got Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like that.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of that makes any remote amount of sense.
Yeah, and I
either way, it's not good.
Yeah, I'm in the camp of I don't really like this because
it's not. I don't know. You want to get your game out to as many people as possible.
Yeah, I'm all for platform exclusives. I am, but when a game is already not platform exclusive, then you shouldn't make any of its features platform exclusive.
No.
That is just silly. That is silly. Squaw, you done squawed up.
Yeah, squaw. Kick you squaw in the nuts.
Kick squaw. Squaw in the nuts.
Squaw in the nuts.
Make him cry like Nancy Kagan. Oh, man. That's a deep cut right there. That's
real old.
That's a really old one.
That's like season, I think that's in two. Season,
is it two? I thought it was like five or six or something.
I don't know.
I know it's an early season, but I thought it was, I didn't think it was, I don't know. Who knows? So yeah,
this podcast is also about South Park.
South Park was actually
This podcast is really about everything. That's a secret.
It really
this podcast like, gets derailed regularly.
Yep, it is. It is. You should hear our tangents.
2XL. I mean, 2XL for an example. Hour? That was like an hour long tangent about
2XL, the toy robot. Yeah, yeah, we did that. we went on a tangent about Strith and then realized we had to turn it into an entire episode.
Yep. We're just like, let's just do a whole
let's just do a Strith episode. Eventually. And it was popular. Like, people liked the Strith episode.
Yeah,
it was good. It's good stuff.
Good.
Anyway, getting back to gaming news.
Let's
talk about a more depressing story.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
I was going to do a dramatic reading of the thing from the story.
Oh, God.
I couldn't find a plain text version of it. Everywhere I found it was the text was embedded in a fucking image, and it didn't appear.
That would have been great, though. That would have been great. Man, that would have been awesome.
If I had more time, I was going to just write the thing down from because Philip DeFranco actually read it.
Yeah.
So I was going to write it down, but I didn't have enough time.
Yeah.
That would have been fun.
That would have been cool, but
yeah.
But I mean, I guess that would have lightened the mood of this utterly terrifying story.
Yeah.
But here goes. Ladies and gentlemen, the developers at CD Projekt Red are not having good days lately. CD Projekt Red has been hacked and ransomwared quite heavily. Essentially, the hackers stole source code of The Witcher 3, Cyberpunk 2077, and apparently an unreleased version of Witcher 3. I don't know what unreleased version of Witcher 3 could possibly exist, but apparently there is one. And these hackers stole the source code, and basically said that if CD Projekt Red did not contact them within 48 hours of the hacking, they would release the source code on the internet and I guess a bunch of other files and such to like journalists and whoever the heck wanted them.
Yep.
So yeah, it's not a good look. I know CD Projekt Red is doing taking some steps to try to hamper the make the release mean less. Like I don't really know what they could do, honestly. Like they say they're taking steps, but I can't fathom what those steps actually are, because
they're really, at this point, I mean, there's nothing they can do. They've already said they're not going to negotiate. So
yeah, but and these hackers have the source code. So what can you possibly do?
And they did do some damage control, in the sense that, like, they said that, like, well, no player data has been compromised, which is good.
That's good, yeah. And they did say that, like, the weirdest thing is, I guess, technically, from except for the fact that their source code, except for the fact that was stolen, there wasn't really a problem. What they said was, every bit of data that was like deleted or compromised or moved in some way, I guess they had enough backups they were able to restore like everything. So everything is fine on their end, except for the fact that the source code has been stolen. But I don't think that fixes the problem. Like, even if everything is fine as far as the data goes, you still have your source code, and even the source code to your newest game.
Yeah.
That is going to get out there now. If you're not going to negotiate, I get it. It's such a weird position to be in, though, because I get it. You don't want to negotiate with these people. You don't want to give these kinds of people things. So I guess I don't know what I would do. And if this were me, I don't know what I would do. But that said, this source code is going to be out there.
Yeah.
And people are going to do stuff. I don't know. People are going to data mine it. People are going to modify it.
Might try to optimize it, make it run well.
Oh, yeah. People are going to fix it. I know. That's a nightmare, isn't it, CD Projekt? People are going to fix the game. Dude, I kind of hope that doesn't happen, because that would be a bad look for them.
Yeah, it kind of would.
If someone gets the source code, like, especially if it's like one guy gets the source code and like, oh yeah, I see what the problem is right here. I'll just bloop, bloop, bloop. Oh, all these bugs are fixed now. Oh, that's weird.
Huh.
took me 2 hours and got it done. Oh no, we make jokes, but it's not cool. It's
no, people are, some people are applauding this as a good thing. No, it's not.
It's never bad. A good thing. It's never a good thing. Look. Say what you will about the state of Cyberpunk. Say what you will about that. If you want to make fun of it, I guess you can make fun of Cyberpunk, because yes, it was released with a lot of bugs, and maybe it shouldn't have been. And you know, there's a whole discussion about that, because you know, people are saying it's management's fault and so on and so forth, and you know, you get it. Yeah. But these things are big deals to the people that make them. These games are worked on by, you know, especially CD Projekt Red. Probably hundreds of people touch these games.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of people. And now just to have that work just stolen is not cool. And you know, people did this. The reason these hackers did this is probably just because they're in that bunch of people that are so mad at Cyberpunk that they wanted to like strike back at CD Projekt Red, as if they deserve that. Like, the developers don't deserve it. Maybe management does, to a certain extent, deserve a lesson in, you know, releasing games in the way they should be released and stuff, whatever. But the teams that made these things don't deserve that.
No.
So.
Not at all.
It's super uncool, bruh.
It's lose-lose. It's not good.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen with this. I don't know what these hackers are going to do. But
find out in a couple days.
I guess we will. I mean, well, actually, we'll find out, I think, tomorrow, because I think that was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I think this did happen yesterday. Yeah.
So. Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow, I guess.
Yep.
I've seen people on the internet encouraging, or I should say discouraging, journalists from, like, if someone contacts you and says, you know, hey, you want the source code? You know, just don't.
Yeah.
Nah. It's just, there's no point. Like, CD Projekt Red has made their mistakes, you know, and I believe at this point they're aware of them. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think they need any more crap.
Nope.
Thrown at them. So just if you're a journalist that happens to listen to this show, I don't know if any journalists listen to this show, But if you do, just don't, man. Just don't. I mean, don't. I mean, no. Listen to the show. I wasn't saying don't listen to the show. If you listen to the show, just don't. Wow, that came out really wrong. That's not what I meant. Let me rephrase. If you listen to this show and you are in the media field, don't take the source code for CD Projekt Red's games, okay? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there is one potential. It won't happen.
I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking.
Yeah, a potential for accessibility stuff.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. You know what? Here's the thing, though. If that happened, I would have a huge mental conflict.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, well, dang it, they did it. I could play Cyberpunk right now because someone did it. Someone made it accessible. But at the same time, I'm like,
I was thinking The Witcher.
I mean, either one, either or. I'd play Cyberpunk, dude. I mean, I know people say it's buggy, whatever. I would play it if I could.
Yeah.
If
it's accessible.
Sure, The Witcher 3, yeah, absolutely. But I'd be like, but this is stolen source code, though.
It'd feel kind of dirty.
Yeah. You know what I think I would end up doing if that happened? I would present. I think what I would do is, I don't know why I'm thinking about this because it's probably not going to happen, but I think what I would do is I would hold off on playing it. As hard as it would be, I'd hold off on playing it, but I would reach out to CD Projekt Red and I would contact them and say, hey, look, just look. I understand that what this came from was stolen source code, but you need to see this.
Yeah.
This is what accessibility looks like, you know?
Yep.
That's probably what I would do. So that's all I really have for gaming news.
Gaming news week.
But Sherlock, do you have anything for gaming news? That I might be forgetting, because that's possible.
I do not.
Okay, cool. Well, you know what that means. You know what that means. I think you do. I think every listener out there does. That means we get to move on to accessibility news. Welcome to
accessibility news.
So something cool happened in the world of accessibility news, folks. Something rare, in my opinion. It is rare, even today, it is rare that an audio game comes out that is truly awesome. I mean, there are good ones. There are good ones out there, and there are even some great ones out there. But it's still rare that they happen. You know, there are very few of them, of the goods and the greats. But I have to say, I am sincerely impressed with Blind Drive.
Yes.
Just based on its demo alone, I'm actually really impressed with it. It's funny. The writing is on point. It's cool.
It's so absurd and over the top. I love it.
It is absurd and over the top, but that's one of the draws.
That's why it's great. Like
this game plays absurd and over the top well, you know?
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, it's absurd and over the top with this game is not a negative. Like absolutely, it's so good.
It's very much on purpose and it's meant to be silly and
And it's just so good.
It's and great.
What I think what really sells it, what really makes it, is just the flawless design, like the flawless like game mechanics that work the way they need to work, they work the way that you expect them to work. Not only that, the audio production is top notch.
Yeah.
Things sound the way they should and make perfect sense. Like it's not difficult to interpret anything in that game. Normally
I have issue with like the blind protagonist trope in games like this, but it's done in a funny way.
Oh yeah, because he's not blind.
Yeah. it just works. It's great. Yeah,
it's great. It's great. It's done in a really, really hilarious way.
Yeah.
And they definitely put over the top emphasis on like the sound too. So like when you get hit, when you crash into someone, oh man. you really crunch into somebody.
Oh man, the sounds are so good.
And those poor cops. You can actually hear them spinning off to the side as you sideswipe them away.
Yep.
Let's be clear about this, because like this makes no logical sense in a logical world, but in this over the top universe, it's fine. Those poor ice cream trucks, right?
Like the ice cream trucks. Yeah,
it's like you go through those ice cream trucks.
Yep.
Like what? And that's how you get ice cream?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, I'm setting a bad example, I guess. Sure. No, it's really good. And even, look, this game, even its haptics, using previous generation controllers, are well done.
Oh, that's cool.
Your cell phone during cutscenes vibrates when it rings on the right side of your controller. During a certain sequence where the radio is playing in the background, the controller vibrates to the beat because your bass is rumbling in your car. I mean, come That's on, cool. man. It's so good.
Very cool.
It's so good. This game is coming out soon, too. This game's coming out, I think, in a few weeks. I think March 3rd or 4th, something like that.
Nice.
So it's soon. And you best believe, I'll be streaming it. I will be streaming that game.
Yep.
That game's going to get streamed.
I think it'll go over well too. I saw what I believe to be the full game actually like a couple years ago.
Really?
I mean, stuff may have changed, but somebody got a hold of
that's just and
they didn't stream it publicly or anything, but they played it to me and was like, oh, this is cool.
Dang. So,
Dang, but I'll do we know if this is probably gonna be paid, right?
It's a paid game. I don't know what the price is, but it's gonna have a price. I know that much.
Yeah, I'd buy it. I mean, with the production values and stuff.
Yeah.
It's definitely
I'm actually going to be giving this game the full treatment, because I will announce that and I did talk about this on my stream when we tried the demo, but the developer has contacted me and has already offered me a code for the game.
So hey,
I'm gonna give this game the full treatment. I'm gonna do, you know, what I do. I'm gonna play the game. Obviously, there won't be much to say about accessibility evaluation because it's accessible. I mean, everyone knows it. But I will give it the full treatment with the blog and all that stuff. I'll write something up about it, and yeah, we'll have a good time with it. And who knows? I don't know. Maybe we'll get to stream it before the release day, so people can really make their decision on whether they like it or not. It depends on when I get the code. So.
Yep.
We shall see. Apparently, I was actually one of the inspirations for this game.
Really?
Apparently.
Okay.
Amongst their contact, when they sent me a DM on Twitter, they said, we listened to a lot of your talks, and that's what inspired us, I guess, to create this game? I don't know if they meant to create it, but they said it was inspiring to listen to my talk, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds cool. Good. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it a lot, and I can't wait to see what the full game has in store, because they've already come up with such clever ideas. Like,
yeah,
because they
and to be fair, the stuff that I saw is probably different enough from like the final thing, because this was like 2019, maybe in 2018.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so they probably have modified it quite a bit since then, I would think. but yeah, like. They're already so clever about it. Like,
it's so good.
They could, like, if they were going to go the typical audio game route, they would have just stuck with the only mechanic in the game is the avoiding cars, and that's it.
Yeah.
But no, they didn't do that. There's other stuff to worry about. There's things you're supposed to run into. There's I want to know the logic behind the bikers. I really, really do. Why? Why yeah. are they power-ups? Tell me why.
Dude. Because video game.
Because video game, yeah. Because arcade video game. and the freaking your character's like, gotcha. He feels glad about this.
Yeah.
So I wonder what the logic
is. He gets so into it. I love it.
Yeah, I don't know what the logic is there, but I'm looking forward to the full version to find out, because I did get confirmation that the bikers are explained in the full version. Unlike the demo, they don't explain them to you. Mm-hmm. They said they are explained in the final product. So there you go. That's Blind Drive, and yeah, can't wait for it. It's a few weeks' time, so there you go.
Yes.
Sorry.
Before you get into your big thing,
I have actually a middle thing too. So, but go ahead.
Oh, good.
The thing that I forgot to write down, but thought of last minute that I want to talk about. So go.
Oh, good.
Go ahead with your thing though first.
Yeah, because I want to make sure and save that for last, because that's a cool thing and it deserves to be.
It's a cool thing.
Yeah,
I like it. I'm a fan.
Yes, it's very awesome. I like it.
All right. So what was your thing though? We'll do your thing.
I thought I had two, and I forgot what my other one was. But there is a new MMO that just came out a couple days ago.
New MMO, you say?
Yes, really? It's a Chinese MMO, so you know, it does take a little extra effort to get going and all that stuff, but it's got some neat things going for it, and apparently there's a international version coming in like a few months.
Oh wow! So this is an accessible MMO, like a fully
yeah.
Whoa! Yes. Whoa! Whoa, bro!
It's called either. I've heard it translated as either Misty World or World of Mist.
Okay,
but. It's kind of generic-y as far as like MMO type things go,
like mechanics wise.
No, like more like plot wise.
Oh, okay.
But mechanic. I don't know if you ever messed around with the other MMOs, the other Chinese MMOs that were around. I think they technically are still around, but no one really plays them.
I've not messed with any of them.
The problem with those is they're really cool on a surface level, but they were kind of shallow. They kind of came down to you would just get auto-walked everywhere to quests and things.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So you just kind of go from point A to point B a lot of times.
It's the waiting game. You're just playing the waiting
game. Yeah, it really kind of was. Yeah. You could move manually if you wanted to, but but this one's nice in that there's not a lot of automatic movement. You can auto move to NPCs and targets once you've locked on to them.
Oh, okay, okay.
But you can't just go through a giant list and you know pick something and just move, auto move everywhere. Right. You actually have to move around.
But the question becomes, though, like how accessible is the actual movement? You know, like if we're talking about a big world.
Yeah, it's just top down. It's just four directional.
Oh, okay.
So it's very manageable
and plenty of indicators, I assume, for
doors and walls. Yep. You are kind of expected to scan a lot in different directions. So the controls are interesting. It's WASD for movement. Oh, yeah. But your scanning keys, interestingly enough, are OLK and semicolon.
Huh.
For each direction.
Okay. All right.
Your arrows, and your arrows are used for your inventory.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Okay. Okay.
So it's actually really cool. I it sounds weird, but it's actually kind of intuitive.
Yeah, I mean, I could get behind that.
I like it. And then like your G key is like the description of whatever item you're highlighting. And then to use it or equip it or whatever, you press the right control key. So I hope you have a right control key on your keyboard.
I do. Thank goodness.
Yeah. I don't know. That's not a super duper common thing with all keyboards, but yeah. So the problem that it has currently, hopefully this gets fixed in the more international version. I don't expect a dub or anything, but there's a lot of voiced dialogue for story scenes that, unfortunately, is not
which is not subtitled at all,
copyable to be translated, which is actually one advantage that the other MMOs had, is the voiced lines actually could still be copied as text and auto translated. This game doesn't do that, unfortunately. Ouch. But hopefully there will be some solution to that. The other sticking point, like kind of a negative, but it's a small one because Google Translate's a thing, is you have to use Chinese characters for your character.
Okay.
Which is really weird. I mean, it honestly, it's not that hard because you can just type something in and Google Translate it
to Chinese. Oh, Chinese, yeah.
Simplified. So it's not an issue.
Okay.
But it's still kind of weird. Right? Like, it's not like Latin characters are a rare thing, even in China. Like, I mean, yeah, like a lot of people are going to be typing in Chinese, but like, it's not like you can't. I don't know. I just don't understand the limitation there.
I would imagine, though, that particular limitation won't be in the international version, I would think.
No, it won't.
I would think. I would hope.
You'll also be able to use PayPal for the microtransactions, because of course there are.
I mean, if it's a free-to-play MMO, I expect that much, you know. I'm kind of okay with, like, I actually don't mind the free-to-play model. You know, it's...
No, I don't.
It's either. Fine. Like, if you want to pay, then you can. But if you don't, then there's still something there to play, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing I was going to talk about. It's cool. It kind of gives you things to work towards. Like, you know, there's level limitations on certain items and things. And apparently there's a lot of different cities and things that you can go to, which I'm kind of looking forward to seeing more cities.
Yeah.
'Cause right now all I have access to is the, starting village and a little bit past that.
Cool.
But yeah, like, oh, and it has a dungeon system.
Oh.
Like, it has an instanced dungeon
system. Oh, cool. Nice.
Which is really neat, actually. It's cool. And, you know, combat is manual. Like, it's not, a turn-based thing, which is, in my opinion,
that's fine. That's
good fine. For an MMO. Yeah. That's one of the MMOs used like a weird turn-based thing for battles.
I feel like that would be awkward and in an MMO where
it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because fights just, I don't know, it made fights really trivial because really, you would just set everything to auto anyway.
Right.
So, I don't know. It just wasn't. This is good, though. Like, this actually is done in such a way where, like, you, if you don't want to get clobbered, you know, you have to move around a lot, and you can either do, when you're attacking, you can attack in two ways. You can, if you just do the, well, you can actually swap them, but in the options, but the default thing is J is your attack. Mm-hmm. And if you press J, you're going to just run up to the enemy and bop it.
Okay.
But if you hold Alt and press J, or one of your skill commands, you'll stand in place and do the attack. So, like, you know, if you're a mage and you want to stay far behind and
not fire from afar,
yeah, you can do that. So, and actually, one of the quests sort of introduces you to that, where, like, the boss of that is stuck in place. So, like, it, if you just stay far enough away, it can't actually attack you. You can just clobber it to death.
I mean, it's good, but it's a good tutorial, so that's fine.
It is, yeah. It's basically a tutorial quest. But it's super satisfying. It's a lot of fun. I plan on supporting this when it monetarily, when it comes out, when I'm able to do so.
I feel like I want to try it. I feel like I want to try it.
Yeah.
Because if it's an MMO, it could be a cool thing for, like, us to do together too. Like, we could theoretically, I don't know, group up. I don't know, MMO. I'm thinking MMO thoughts here. I don't know.
Yep.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Host stream chat games of this MMO or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Could be cool.
It's really neat. I'm enjoying it. So I don't know if it's going to retain my interest, because sometimes with those games, they expect you to pay them a bunch of money in order to make any sort of progress. Yeah. If they're not done. If they're done.
Yeah, poorly. You can do the free to play model wrong. That's very true.
And those other games very much did that model wrong. they did the easy way, where they will give you a bunch of progress early to give you that endorphin rush, like, oh yeah, cool, I'm making progress,
and then they just stop
and then cold. you hit a wall.
Yep. Stop cold. Oh. But hey, if you give us just a little bit of money, we'll just clear that right up for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I haven't hit that point yet. I hope I don't at any point.
Yeah,
too.
I hope
I
not.
Don't know.
We'll see. I hope not.
But yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. I haven't put a whole ton of time into it yet. I think I'm level 10 or 11.
Nice.
Now.
Nice.
I just started yesterday, so cool. I've only played like a couple hours, so
that is intriguing.
I like it. It's got a topic on audio games. The reason we're able to get through the tutorial and stuff as easily as we can is because Clement was nice enough and actually record, because, you know, he speaks fluent Mandarin.
I feel like he speaks fluent everything. That's just how I feel.
He speaks, like, I think, what, four
like,
different
I know he
languages?
Speaks fluent Japanese now, too. So it's like...
Yeah, he's very much a linguist. So, yeah, he recorded, like, an hour and a half long thing showing off the tutorial and a little bit of the village. So,
yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome of him.
We're definitely worth a listen.
And that's in the audio games topic? Okay, cool.
Yeah. I like it. I like it so far. It's a neat thing, and hopefully it'll last long and retain
players. Yeah, I hope so too, because really, like, I would love to have an MMO that was actually functional and could be, There's this one game, and I can't remember the name of it. It's like Battle Something. That is in English, and it's built like they want it to be an MMO, but it's not great. I can't think of what the name of it is.
Is it on Windows?
Yeah, it is. But like there's it's like a modern
scrolling battles. Are you talking about scrolling battles? Your world?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one where it's like a side scroller, but they wanted to.
That's the thing where you can like build. Oh no, I know what you're talking about. Battle Constant.
Yes, but that's it. Sorry. That's it.
Oh god, Battle Constant is bad.
It's really bad.
It's really bad.
I tried it because someone recommended it to me. Like, this game is so great. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Like, there are every people in this game will just come up to you and grief you.
People cheat the fuck out of that game too.
What happened to me was
they either cheat or pay like an exorbitant amount of money to get all the freaking stat. Yeah, no.
What happened to me was
the game is terrible. But
what happened to me was I was almost enjoying it. Like, I knew it wasn't great, but I was.
It has neat.
Yeah, there are some good ideas in there. So I was almost having a good time, and then, as if the universe needed to tell me how bad the game was, I was suddenly surrounded by a group of other players, who decided that the only thing that they wanted to do was grief me, by firing a taser, keeping me stunned, and then killing me slowly with assorted other weapons.
Hey, it's like playing Mariani.
It was ridiculous. I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm not gonna play this game then.
Right? Like, it's that there's a reason newbie protection stuff exists.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep crap like that from happening. But anyway, it's so bad that Audio Games actually forbids like talking about it, or like, I think you can talk about it, but you can't.
Audio Games.
Because I think there's some shenanigans with stolen code or something. I don't know.
Okay. Dang.
Yeah, no, that game is like, people begged Liam to play it on stream, and he played it for about a minute. And he's like, nope.
You played for a minute. God, even I played it for more than a minute. Holy crap.
It may have been more like three, but
I gave it a good half hour.
It was not very long. Oh, well, I gave it a decent amount of time.
Yeah, I wasn't griefed immediately. I was doing okay at first. The constant alerts are super annoying, but
yeah, I think that's what That's actually the thing that annoyed
Liam. I bet that's a big turn off.
He's just like, no.
You can turn some of those off, but not all of them.
Yeah, not all of them, which is really stupid. I'm very much the kind of person that, like, I will turn off 90% of the alerts in games like that. I just don't care.
I don't care if someone else in another zone kills a rabbit. I don't. They alert you every time.
Yep.
Every time.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
Anyway, it's got to move on. Battle Continent. It's not worth it.
Survive the Wild's not much better yet. I don't like that.
I've never tried that. Anyway, one. People have been telling me to try that one too. I've never tried it.
Hey, the game is made by a teenager. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Normally, I'd say that's a fair argument, but a teenager made the BK games, so.
Yeah, okay, that's a fair point. Okay, a teenager, that's a very obvious teenager.
Very teen-like teenager.
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't know. No, Sam is actually a pretty cool dude, but I don't know.
But at the time,
that game
made some mistakes. Yeah.
I don't know. That game is cool on principle, like, or in concept, but
not so much in execution.
Yeah.
It's like that sometimes. As Missy likes to say, sometimes it'd be like that.
It's got, like, I like the crafting in it. Part of me wants to give it another shot. I don't know.
I don't know. I've never tried it at all. So if I gave it a shot, it'd be my first one. So,
I mean, it's worth a shot. I mean, you might enjoy it.
Well, I'll give it a shot then. What the hey?
Yeah. So, yeah. The other thing I wanted to talk about is you may have heard of this saying. I only discovered it a few days ago. An Alexa skill.
Another one.
Called Night Manager.
Nightmare. No. I don't know about this thing. Tell me more.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. So, Night Manager is neat. So you get assigned a night, and
it's like freaking
can...
Tamagotchi. Is it?
not
okay.
Really?
Okay.
Actually, that would be kind of funny. Tamagotchi with like knights. That'd be kind of funny. It does get a little samey and grindy after a while, but it's kind of neat because, I don't know. So you take your knight and you battle other knights, which I'm normally not really a big fan of overall. I think that's kind of stuff is a little shallow overall, but I don't know. This just has a charm about it because there's other things you can do. But you do want to do a lot of that because it's worth doing. That's how you get a lot of your experience and stuff. But, and it's nice too, because you generally get the same amount of experience even when you lose.
Oh, okay. That's...
So losing doesn't generally feel like losing because you're still making progress. Okay. I think that's the main draw for me is just like, even when I lose, I still feel like I'm doing okay.
They just decided to just negate any feelings of like frustration.
Yeah, I mean, so you can do lots of neat other things. Like go into the forest and hunt for orcs if you have arrows. But you have to, you know, get arrows. Through other means, you can buy them with diamonds, which is the premium currency. I bought some because the diamonds are actually like cheap. It's like $4 for 1,000, which actually not terrible.
What it really depends on is how much that currency is worth in the game once you have it. So if 1,000 diamonds gets you a lot of stuff, then sure, that's cool.
Yeah, it's decent. There's also a subscription. It's like $15 or $16 or something like that. That gets you a diamond donkey.
What?
That spits out 200 diamonds a day.
Donkey.
So. Donkey.
I need some diamonds.
It's funny too. The sound for it too is really funny because it's like, you know, a donkey sound with like diamonds like falling onto the. It's
that is great.
It's entertaining.
I gotta try this just for that.
The other thing that is kind of a draw for me is you have the daily adventure, which is a short little like minute and a half little thing that your knight does every day, and you'll get, you know, rewarded for it. I don't know if it's possible to lose those.
Maybe it's there to make you feel awesome, like, you know.
And they're done. The neat thing too about the daily adventures, which is kind of what's keeping me playing, is they seem to be in a very sequential order because they're numbered. Oh. So I'm curious as to like when those end. I want to know like how far
like,
those go.
Like, are we talking like little stories that are narrated and stuff? Or
kinda, yeah. I mean, they're really shallow and stuff. It's like, oh yeah, he's going to save a damsel that's being kidnapped by a barbarian. But there's like little music and sound effects that's playing as things. It's think like the painting.
I like. By the way, I did try that. I finally gave that another shot. Yeah.
Did you? Has your opinion on that shifted
so much about that game?
Isn't that game good? I told you that game was good. No,
but the demo, dude.
We told you for a while, the game's good, dude.
The demo was nowhere near what that game turned out to be. That game is good.
I actually want to finish it and do the. I haven't actually done any of the expansions.
I think I'm in one of the expansions now. Actually.
Surprisingly,
I think I'm currently doing an expansion.
There's like five of them.
I don't even know. Like, I just started doing stuff.
But that game is becoming an Alexa stream. Podcast.
Cats, Alexa, gifts.
But that game is so good. Like, it actually feels like an actual RPG.
Yeah, it does.
Like,
it legitimately does.
I'm still a little conflicted on the voice they chose for the narrator.
Fair. That's a fair criticism. Now,
like, that's not the voice I chose.
I will be honest, though, and say that for me personally, it is not better than Starfinder. Starfinder is amazing.
Oh no, it's not better than Starfinder.
It's good. Yeah, it's very good. I was pleasantly surprised by how good it is. The demo was not that at all. Like, I don't know if you remember the demo, but good Lord, it's so different than that. It was like there was a few sound effects, and they had the same idea with the narration with synthesizers and whatnot. But it was so much less than what it is now. Like, the production of... Yeah.
No, the cool thing about The Cursed Painting, for anybody that hasn't played it, is I think a lot of the stuff is pre-recorded. It is kind of like Starfinder in that the scenes are very vibrant.
Yeah, I agree.
And there's a lot going on audio wise, and it's really neat.
And it's weird because unless they found a tremendous stockpile of sound effects, I feel like they did hire voice actors for The Cursed Painting, but only for the grunts of like battle and pain, because there's a lot of that stuff.
Yeah,
and those are human voices doing that stuff.
I don't know what they did. Yeah, but the combat is decent.
Yeah, it's decent.
And the level progression, I don't know if they've raised the cap since the expansions have come out. They probably have to accommodate.
Because I'm only starting to play it now, like once everything's already out. So.
Yeah, but there was a cap before. Yeah, when it was just the main game, and it kind of made me sad because I keep leveling.
I wanna stop. No.
But to be fair, that was by the time I hit the cap, I was kind of approaching the end ish of the main game. So, but yeah, the game
I like the multiplayer aspect, even though it's not multiplayer. I like the shared world aspect. Where you're kind of
working together.
You're making the prices cheaper by clearing out monsters and stuff. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And you're leveling up while doing
so. Exactly.
Kind of makes it feel Everybody more wins. Like an RPG.
But yeah, I will definitely check out Night Manager, though, too, because that sounds like it could be interesting.
Night Manager is fun. It does the whole thing.
That's funny.
No, not
that's
you.
Hilarious. Stop. It's hilarious when it happens to me too.
That's funny. Did you ever play the Vortex?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Vortex. Yeah, it's kind of like the Vortex where like everybody has their own Amazon cloud voice thing.
Gotcha.
Which I mean, those voices are good.
They're fine.
So
they're workable.
Did they ever? Oh man, I was bummed that they never really.
I know they could have. They left it open.
Story. left it wide open, and I loved that game. But yeah.
But they are continuing Starfinder.
But yeah. Yay. I need to finish that.
It's so worth it.
I bought all the things too, and I just never finished it.
It's good.
But yeah, Night Manager is really good. The other thing that it does, which is really fun, is they have different events going on throughout the week. So, like, tomorrow is, like, double experience Thursday.
That feels like a common thing they use in games these days. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Like, on Tuesdays, they have the fair, so you can, like, spin the wheel for
cash and prizes.
A bunch of different prizes and things. Mm-hmm. Mondays, it's, what is it? Mondays is the hunting tournament. Where there's hourly hunting tournaments and there's different objectives.
Cool.
For that. Tuesdays is the fair. Wednesdays is interesting because it's the combat division day where they evaluate your how you've done throughout the week. And they you will go up and rank depending on you've done. Man. So if you have enough, you know. So I didn't know what honor points were for a while, because you get honor points for and experience points for winning. I didn't know what honor points were. But I think honor points are used to determine your rank. And when you go up in rank, you get neat little perks and you can get a title, like different titles. And
you can get titles. Oh,
things
I like
that.
It.
So now I have the title of Sergeant.
I like it a lot.
It's neat, yeah. And you can play blackjack.
Sure.
Which is always fun.
To say nothing about my solitaire addiction that I suddenly have.
Messy taught you how to play solitaire.
It's a problem. Yeah. It's so weird because like I tell people that, but I feel weird saying it because like everyone plays solitaire, or at least so you might think. But I've never played solitaire until Misty decided to teach me how to play it.
To date, you never played solitaire? So.
Well, you know, there's an app for that. there are two apps So the Microsoft Solitaire that comes with Windows is accessible with Narrator.
Mm-hmm.
But it is accessible in the way that you might not expect. It doesn't use the API. It literally is accessible with Narrator. Like, you have to turn on Narrator and then the game will be accessible. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It doesn't work. It's not accessible with MVDA at all. It specifically supports Narrator.
Interesting.
But if you're willing to turn on Narrator, it's fine. It works perfectly well. Then there's, of course, Blindfold Solitaire. And yes, I am playing Blindfold Solitaire. Even though there's a lot to be said about the Blindfold developer, it's a good version of Solitaire. I'm going to say it.
Okay.
The Blindfold Solitaire game has more versions of Solitaire than the Solitaire collection you get with Windows. It's true. It's true.
Wow. I remember my mom used to play the crap out of the version of
Spider Solitaire.
Does the Windows one actually have
sound effects?
It has, and you get
there's achievements. You level up as you play in each game type. I broke you, didn't I?
You just hit my button.
There's literal
achievements. You just hit my button. I think you might have to teach me how to play Solitaire.
I'll teach you how to play Solitaire, dude. I'll teach you.
Oh, dude, that's my magic. Like, achievements
levels. And levels and stuff and things and yeah.
Ooh. I'm suddenly very interested. Okay, now I'm super interested. Holy yep. shit. I'm suddenly very yep, excited right. to play solitaire. What is
we
this?
We have a convert, folks.
Oh my god.
This isn't even accessibility news anymore. We're just talking about the stuff we've been playing. But that's cool, you know?
I mean...
Sure, what's wrong with that?
Sure.
Let's... So, Night Manager's good. Oh. Curse Painting's good.
I want to try something. Echo. Open Solitaire.
Would you like to open Yukon Solitaire on your Fire TV?
No.
That was not what I expected.
Okay. To use your device to control your video devices, go to the TV and video section of settings in the Alexa.
That is not what I expected. I was hoping that would work.
I was too. I was like, ooh, what's going to happen?
Oh, man, that sucks.
That does suck.
Live.
That would be really
Brandon
cool.
Cole teaches Sterling how to play solitaire. Live. No. So those games are all good. I want to talk about, though, I want to move on to my middle thing. Not the big thing yet. I do have one more thing that I wanted to mention anyway, which is
okay,
funny
yeah,
because
yeah,
it's another game that I've been playing lately, so just falls right into this conversation.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
that's the other thing I wanted to mention. You might... Oh, yeah, yeah, uh-huh. yeah. That's the other thing I wanted to mention. Sorry, I'm preempting
fine.
You again.
Well, look, with the way this segment is gone, you're all good. Go for it.
I think we've talked about this game before. Actually, I know we have. But it's on sale currently. And everybody should get on that if you haven't already. At least the
Steam
version.
Oh, I think
we
were going with this. Arcade Spirits.
Yes, Arcade yeah! Spirits. I forget how much it's on sale.
Yeah, yeah,
but...
yeah. That's a good call out, though, Sherlock. Because if you are totally blind, the Steam version of this game is fully accessible. Fully accessible.
Yep. The GOG version,
okay,
too,
right.
Like the PC version in general. I got my copy on GOG just because I don't feel like dealing with
get
Steam
it
at
on
the time.
PC.
And GOG is awesome.
That's
and
true.
It offers
That's
direct
true.
Downloads. So, yeah, no, Arcade Spirits is awesome. I need to actually sit
yeah.
down and
so
play
and so like you know this
it.
Already, but for the listeners out there, I have a sad Arcade Spirits story.
Yeah.
So I was playing Arcade Spirits. I was playing Arcade Spirits, and I was loving Arcade Spirits. I really do. I love that game. It's really well written. It's a visual novel, just so you guys are fully aware. But it's super well written, and the choices actually feel meaningful. And I was enjoying forming a relationship with the characters, and I liked the characters and everything. Having a blast with this game. Comes to a point where I have to reformat my laptop because it's not acting right. So we're preparing to do that, and I think to myself, well... Steam has that Steam Cloud service. I'm sure the game's going to be saved in the Steam Cloud. Reformatted my laptop, loaded it back up. And yes, some games were saved in the Steam Cloud, but Arcade Spirits apparently doesn't support that feature. And I lost my save. But fortunately, Sterlock, you may have come up with the remedy for that problem. Which is good, because it'll get me playing the game again. Because I really do love the game. You did. You came up with a way that I could probably play it on stream and enjoy it that way, and maybe do some voices for the characters and whatnot. And have a good old time with it.
Indeed.
And I think I want to do that. So that is something that we will look into at some point in the future when I'm not, you know, bogged down with 1,000 other things. But we'll see. No, it'll happen. I want it to happen.
Unfortunately... I think there's one drawback with that method, though. I haven't tested it, so I don't know.
What could that be, do you think?
But I think if you use the clipboard method, I don't know if you get the sound effects where the stat increases.
Really?
Yeah, because they mentioned them in the tutorial if you have the voice on. They do not mention it if you have the clipboard thing on. That's what leads me to believe that might
be a thing.
That might be worth poking That might be worth poking them to see if they can fix that.
Yeah, because those are important sound effects. You want to know what those are.
You want those.
Yeah, that is definitely worth a poke. Okay, yeah, Arcade Spirits on sale. If you're okay with visual novels and you have a PC that can, actually, I don't know if it's on sale anywhere but Steam. But I guess if you want it on sale, go for Steam.
But
yeah,
if you're okay with dealing with Steam
and you're totally blind and you want to play a visual novel that's fully accessible, Arcade Spirits is great. It really is. It's great. Okay, so my middle
Let's
thing.
Finally, get to your middle thing.
So there's a game out now for iOS, and this actually happens to me very rarely. But I was actually offered a code for this game by the developer, and that happens to me a lot. But iOS games don't happen to me very often. I don't often get a code for a mobile game, and this time I did. And they wanted me to check it out, and they want my feedback. And this will be this podcast is actually going to be the first time I provided anyone feedback on this game. So there you go. This game is.
God, I just
what?
As I say. Oh God! I just thought of another thing.
Okay, fine. Look, I'm gonna do my thing first this time.
No, you go. Yeah, you do your thing first.
Okay. This.
For all I know, we could be talking about the same game.
No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't matter. This game is called Serenia: Path of the Scion. Same game.
Okay. It's the same game. Okay, good.
So I was given
this game is good
in advance of launch, and you know, told that it was tested with voiceover and things and stuff like that. This game is an RPG. It is fully voiced. It does support voiceover in the fullest of senses. There is one thing I don't like about it. I don't like the waiting time when you go from line to line. I don't understand why that exists, but I can get over it. Like
they did fix that one quirk.
Yeah, I did. I did notice that.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm glad that's annoying. Fixed, but there's still a little bit of a wait there. And I just don't know why.
The wait's kind of weird.
I don't know why. But otherwise, it's.
You know why? I think it's to simulate, you hitting the.
Oh, you think you know, it's
the X button in a console game to scroll
writing
the text
on the screen? It probably is because this game does have graphics. I understand. I think. Because I don't think it was made just for the blind.
I love how point and click this game is.
It's very point and click
in
the way that it works. Like, it's interesting because when you do a thing, like, you can choose to, let's see, what's a good example? So, like, if you were going to unlock a door, the first thing you do is go to items here, then you'd click on the door, and then there'd be an option that would say unlock with. And then you'd have like the list of the things in your inventory, and you click on the key that you want to unlock it with, and then it would say like a text description of the thing, like unlock door with key, as if you kind of type that in, like kind of like text adventure. Like I like how it puts it all together like that when you've done the thing you want to do, and that's really cool. And there's a lot of cool things about this game, a lot of cool things. This game has a very open, like a kind of an openness to it that a lot of text-based RPGs don't really have. Like you can walk around.
It does, yeah.
It's not a huge map. Okay, it's not a huge map, but it's not super duper small either. And you can.
It feels about as big as it needs to be. It doesn't. It's not overwhelming, but it also feels like.
Yeah, it feels good. And there's a few secrets that you can find. There are side quests in this game. Apparently, the things you do, the choices you make, will affect the story, but I'm not exactly sure how. And I'm sad to say that as good as this game appears to be, and as much fun as I'm having with or had with it, I think it might still be a little broken. Or I think I may have found the one situation in which I have broken it.
Do you mean like as in unwanted state, or do you mean like it's
no? No matter what I do, I cannot seem to progress with the story at all.
Where are you?
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but I'm supposed.
Are you at the Are you working for the wine guy?
I did work for him for a second, but then I left him because I don't know, maybe my mind just blanked out or something, but I could not figure out what I was supposed to do, so I left.
Okay, I will tell you how to progress with that, because that is, I was stuck there too. You actually do need to, that is how you progress.
Fair, but I can't, like right now he just refuses to, like he's like, I have no work for you today, so come back later. And I've tried like,
oh
yeah, I've tried like everything. I've tried going to sleep, like just to advance, you know, game time or something. And every time I talk to him, he's like, nope.
Oh, mm-hmm. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
I
might have borked it.
There, well, there's a few, not necessarily. Did you mess around with the library yet?
Already done that.
Okay, you did that. You got the info.
I'm at the point where we are about to execute the big plan that we have made.
Okay.
But I can't execute it because I don't have a way to the place we're supposed to get, because I guess didn't finish the path with the wine guy. And now can't work for him anymore.
Yeah, you may have.
I think I did. Because I tried several. I tried for a long time to try to do. I went around like the whole map. Like, is there anything that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah, that kind of sucks. But the game's short enough to where you.
I could go back. I could go back to future points and just.
Oh yeah, you can go
that
back.
Is,
to
that is one thing you can that do. Is, at any point, true. You can just select the checkpoint you want to go back to and start from there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. That might be.
Yeah, I think I am going to report it because, like I said, I was asked to look, you know, review the game anyway. So that's kind of comes with the territory, comes with the job, and all that fun stuff.
But this game is super fun and satisfying.
Oh dude, one call out I have to make about this game is the audio, especially during combat. It's really
yeah, it's good.
And it's not good. Only is it good, the audio in general does correctly what Timecrest audio doesn't do. So Timecrest has a feature built into it where it says Timecrest has a feature where the feature basically it says music follows cursor. The idea behind the feature is as long as you basically when you move the cursor onto an area where the music is supposed to change while you're if you were like way back in the reading of the messages that have appeared on screen and then you start moving through them, the music will change based on where your cursor is so you can react appropriately to the things on screen, which is fine, except the music also changes before you've moved the cursor at all, while the text is appearing on screen. But this game does that correctly, where if there's a music change or a sound effect that's supposed to play, it does not happen until you get there.
Well, I also hate the way that Timecrest does its auto cursor nonsense too. Yeah. Like, just. Fucking
I want to read the thing. Just give me the thing.
Thing on there. Don't make me wait for 10 goddamn minutes for everything to appear. It takes me out of the story and makes me less interested. Well, I hate to say that, but like, well, actually, the story in Act 3 is
terrible. Oh, good. You got there. Huh? You got there.
No, but I have no interest in these. I don't like these characters. I don't like any of these characters. None of them. I hate what they did to Ash. I don't like how much of a whiny twat Luthor Timecrest is. And he's just a jerk. I just no one in Act 3 is likable at all. There's not a single likable person.
I don't even know how to convey the feeling that I had when the game told me, in my the way I interpret it, the way I choose to interpret it, the game told me not to play it. I don't want to spoil what I mean by that. I was hoping you'd get this when we talk about it.
I almost want to
either that or either that you can just tell me to like privately spoil it for you. I'll do that for you if you want me to, if you don't want to play it.
I'll probably suffer through it at some point.
Yep. The game told me not to play it. That's the way I choose to interpret what happened.
That game, like what? 3 years we waited. 3 years we waited for that.
It's a nightmare.
It's not good.
Hey, let's talk about good things.
Anyway, yeah, let's talk about good stuff.
So that was your other thing too. The Serenia was your other thing too, right?
Yes, that's the thing I thought of, and I was like, well, wait, it might be the same
thing.
Yeah,
so Serenia is good, but it appears to have at least one glitch. So hopefully, you know, I can maybe report that, and hopefully that'll get fixed, because I would like to.
The other slight thing, and it's not really a knock, it's just an observation, is that there are some grammatical
those are like things. Those have been, as far as I know, like there's been grammatical fixes in the patch notes. So I think that'll get taken care of.
But overall,
yeah, I'm really satisfied with the game.
It's definitely worth the like $2 that it goes for, I think, in the App Store.
For the full version.
Because you can do like the demo. I think it's like they said a quarter of the game. And then the full game is an in-app purchase. And it's worth it. It's good.
Absolutely. Okay. Now to the thing
now to the thing
we've been alluding to for a long time now. Now to what we're referring to as the big thing. Or the awesome thing that we've been talking about, the glabber, if you will. Hey, I see you got to the end. Oh my god, I lost it. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, I have a brand new partnership. I have formed a partnership with the content creator known as Gorilla's Playthrough. He is an audio described content. Creator. He makes gameplay videos and audio describes them and stuff like that. And until recently, the audio description narration would be read by Gorilla himself. But we got talking, and it's kind of been a conversation in development for a long time, because we kind of just started talking in general, because he checked out my stuff and I was telling him I was a fan of his stuff, and you know, kind of a general conversation. And that kind of developed into, you know, I really like what you're doing with Gorilla's Playthrough. I notice you have you have voice actors, you know, do part, you know, characters for the games that you do. Well, I'm an accredited voice actor, and I could do that too. Wouldn't that be fun? And so I did. You may recall I was in one of his Yakuza videos. I did one character in that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that developed into, hey, you did a really good job, you know, from Gorilla. And I said thanks and stuff like that. And oh, by the way, you know, just general conversation, like about my voice work and stuff like that. It's like, and I want to try to get into audio description narration too. And he's like, well, so the short version is, guys, Gorilla invited me to narrate for his videos. So, live on YouTube right now is a legitimate crack at audio description narration from me on Gorilla's Playthrough's Baldur's Gate Part 8. And, well, the news is good.
A little over an hour long, I
believe.
Yeah,
so it's like I did a movie. It's like that. And it for me, like I said, I really am legitimately trying to get into audio description narration. So, for me personally, this is a huge win. Like, even though, you know, Gorilla does all this stuff for free, He doesn't make money on it. He doesn't have enough subscribers yet to make money on it. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't pay people because he can't. Like, I'm not expecting anything, but I'm just saying, even though you might think this is like, oh, this is small time. No, I don't care. Like, this is really cool for me, because the thing about this is I can use this. I can show audio description companies this as like a demo of what I'm capable of.
You already got complimented that's what by I was, Roy Sampson himself.
I was going to head there. So yeah, so I tweeted about it, and you might say that tweet's gone over pretty well. Roy Samuelson himself, an audio description professional, audio description narrator who has done this for years, and is very good. Like, in my opinion, I think he's one of the good ones. He gave it a glowing review and basically just said flat out, "Hey guys, I'm sure that soon Brandon will be tweeting out his professional AD narrations, multiple, you know, like glowing review of this thing." And I've been freaking out all day. Cause that I didn't expect. And then I started getting replies from other blind people too. Like, one of them was like, "Wow, like I didn't know what I was expecting when I clicked on this, but I was pleasantly surprised at the quality of the audio description narration. And I'm looking forward to hearing you on Netflix." What?
Yeah. How cool would that be to watch a Netflix thing? Hey, I know that guy.
I know. But this is what I want to do that, though. Because, like, I've just recently become interested in audio description. I think what really kicked it off for me was the Ubisoft trailers, like the game trailers and stuff like that. And I was like, you know?
Yeah.
If Sightless Combat can do that... then so can I, by God.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm invested now. I want to do it, and this is providing me a way to show people that I can. And people apparently really, really, really like it. The thing we're referring to, though, about the Glabber is I gotta talk about this. So Gorilla and I have formed a pretty solid, like, working relationship at this point, like, for real. Like, so with my permission, because what I did was, when I recorded the descriptions for him, I did one giant file, okay, for the whole recording. I didn't split them up into lines. I just did one file. So he had everything. He had all my outtakes and everything too. I apparently cracked him up so much that he asked me if it was okay if he made a gag reel for the end of the episode. And by the way,
beeps and everything. Like, it was awesome. A cut.
It was great.
Yeah.
By the way, though, side note, this question came with another compliment that is really, really, really high on my list of compliments. So this is a compliment that no one knows about yet, because this was in the emails between me and him. Gorilla compared me to Robin Williams. And if you know me, you know...
Oh, that's like the highest compliment.
You know how big a freaking deal that was.
That is the biggest compliment someone could ever give you.
Yep.
In terms of voice acting. Yeah, dang.
He said, that's awesome. That's what I get from you. I get the energy of Robin Williams, the voices of Robin Williams.
Ah, dude. He's been your idol since you were a kid.
As soon as I heard him be the genie, I wanted to be a voice actor.
Dude.
Oh, man. Yeah. So that was pretty heavy. That was heavy stuff right there.
That's awesome.
But I'm actually going to tell on the podcast the story of the Glabber. The story of the Glabber. So this is featured quite heavily in the outtake, the gag reel. It's quite heavily featured in there. Basically what happened was, I believe the line was, "The party gathers," but for some reason that I will never comprehend, what came out of me was, "The party glabbers." And I was just like, glabbers? What? I don't even, I was like, this is actually, this part's actually in the gag reel. I was like, just fire me. Just fire me. It's fine. So he took that, and here's what you don't know, okay? Here's the part of the story you don't know. Even if you watch the gag reel, you don't know this. he took that, and we did this episode in two sessions. Okay, so the Glaber error happened in the first session. He took that, and he was writing the script for the second session, and he put fake lines for me to say in the script of the second section that contained the word Glaber. In the second session, the words "the party glabbers" were actually in the freaking script. And that's why you have the outtake, the gag reel moments where I'm like, what did I say? You put it in the script? Are you serious? Like, that's why those things are there. There's actually another part that I can't remember. I don't think he used it. I don't think it's in the outtake reel. I don't know. Maybe I missed it. Because I lost it when I listened to this thing. But there's another thing that he put in there where Neera is looking at her spell book and he puts in this extra fake line that says, Neera was really looking to research the little used level 100 spell known as Glaber. Oh, wasn't there? Okay.
Yeah, that was in there. that was in there. I think your again? Response too is like, again?
I was like, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna play this straight. Like, I give the client what they want. I will play it straight. Oh man.
Yeah, that was in there too. I give the client what they want.
It's so good, dude. The gag reel itself is like 9 minutes long.
Yeah, that gag reel is great.
I lost it when I like two lines into the gag reel, I lost it. And it was so funny because he is very careful about stuff. So he had emailed me beforehand. So he gave me a link to the private video before it was published to the public because he wanted me to watch it first. One of the reasons he wanted me to watch it first was because he was worried that I wouldn't like the gag reel. That's how careful he is, though.
That was great.
Like, he's like, if there's anything you don't like, just let me know and I'll take it out. Like, he's very careful like that. But I loved it. Like, Misty will tell you, she was
no, the gag reel.
She was ready to accuse him of murder by laughter last night because I lost it. I just it was just so the way he put those things together is just so good. Like, it adds to the humor the way you put it all together. Oh man, it's good times. Good times, and that was
really good. Good music choice.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good, funny. Man. It's all good.
You even predicted, I think, too, because you did the beep. You did the beep thing too, and that was in there.
Like, beep. I even said. So he did. He did. He played some of the clips out of order, but I think he did it on purpose, which is fine. So, like,
yeah,
the gag reel starts with me saying, "The gag reel's real, isn't it? It's going to be in the episode, isn't it? Oh God." And that came from the fact that I realized once he had given me those fake lines to read, I realized then that there's no way that these jokes would work because no one would understand them unless there was a gag reel.
Yeah.
I was like, oh God, it's real, isn't it? And he hadn't asked me by then, but he did like, that's the next email he sent me was like, yeah, can I do that? Is that cool? Like, I was like, yes, it's cool. Also, another little bonus. I was not the only one from this household that was in that video. Oh, no. You may have noticed. Oh, maybe you didn't notice because it's very subtle. During the battle with the wild dogs in that video, there's an extra bark that is broadcast to the listener. That is not just any bark. No, no, no. That's not like a stock sound effect, folks. During my recording of the session, Maggie Moo's bark came through the mic. And he took that and put it in the video. Ladies and gentlemen, playing the wild dogs, Maggie Moo.
Yep.
It's so cool. Yep. It's he's really cool to work for. I don't mind.
I'm actually really glad you sat.
Yeah. I thought about doing it earlier, but was. I was like, it'd be so much better a reveal if people heard it first.
Yeah.
You know, But yeah, it's yep. it's really cool. It's I don't mind, you know, that I'm doing it for free, but it's great because look, if I hadn't done it, Roy Samuelson himself would not have been able to say what he has just said. And he does not have an, you know, he knows people, you know what I'm saying? Like this is very, very good.
Yeah. You potentially just got your foot in the door in terms of doing audio
even scripture. Even with Robert Kinget, who also replied to that tweet. He has his own kind of, they're small, but he has his own audio description company as well. And he's worked in that space as well, like with other companies as well. So you never know. You never know. We'll see what happens.
I'm just waiting for the Netflix.
Dude. And you realize, like, I'm going to be like going insane. Like if you ever detect that I'm slightly more insane than usual, then that may have happened because you realize that until that comes out, I wouldn't be able to talk about it.
You can't. You can't talk about like, it. Yeah. It's just another thing I could talk about.
A subtle hint of extra insanity. Then maybe that's happening.
I don't know. You did sit on the last.
And I'm still sitting on stuff. Like, even now I'm sitting on stuff.
I know. Yeah.
That part of my life, like, at this point, that's never going to stop. I'm always going to have something. So.
No. Yeah. But that's a good problem to have.
That's fair.
that means things are happening, and
yeah, it's definitely good. It's definitely good. I have a big project that I can't say any more about, except to say that it's a big project. That's you know, it's gonna keep things going well for the foreseeable future, which is good.
So you did get the big thing that you were hoping
not
you were getting, whatever.
The thing that when I said that I have a big thing that I was hoping that I would get that I potentially couldn't get, that's not what I'm talking about right now. That thing, I don't know if I have.
Oh, isn't fair.
That's still up in the air, which sucks. But
okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I've gotten that yet.
Hey, at least multiple at least there's big things still in the pipeline.
Right? Yeah, it's good.
Nice.
So. Good. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Accessibility News.
That ended up being a lot more lopsided than I thought it was going to be. That was fun.
But I mean, it's all good stuff. Like I'm happy to have talked about all that stuff. The MMO, Curse Painting, Night Manager, all that stuff. So it sounds like a good segment to me. So do check out Gorilla's playthrough though. Because one of the things I'm asking people to do is I appreciate everyone's replies to me, but I would like, if people would be willing to do it, I would like people to like let him know via like video comments on that video. Like let him know if you liked it, let him know, because I want him to know that people like it and I want to be invited back. Basically is what I'm trying to say.
Definitely.
So let him know. All right. That is going to be that. We're going to do an outro. And that'll be that. So it's outro time, guys. Well, folks, this has been episode 72. And I really mean that this time. 72 of the Breakdown Walls podcast. It's been a good show. Even though, like, the accessibility segment was kind of tangenty, I think it was in a very good way.
It was a good way, yeah.
Yeah. Like, none of the tangents were too long individually, but we talked about a lot of stuff, and I like that.
You potentially got me addicted to solitaire.
I know.
So
I have converted you. I will be happy to teach you how to play it.
Ha!
I'll teach you how to play spider solitaire. I'll teach you how to play putt-putt and golf and Baroness. And Gay Gordon, yes, that is the name of the solitaire
Gay
version.
Gay Gordon.
I'm not kidding. That's an actual solitaire game.
Okay.
I'll teach you how to play it.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, it's been fun. Apparently. a lot of good stuff. So, to recap, we will have a guest on next week's show. We're recording the interview later this evening. And I promise you, we'll have a guest on next week's show. And thereafter, we will have more guests. I will also announce here in the outro, one of my hidden guests I didn't tell Starlock about at the time, for obvious reasons now, I intend to get Gorilla on the show.
Ah, good.
So that is another one of my plans.
Awesome.
I will ask him probably, I don't know, probably today. Maybe he's cool with it. Yeah. So we'll see. But that'll be that. Thanks, guys, for listening. I know we say it a lot, but we love doing this for you guys every week. And hopefully this discussion of all these games has turned you guys on to some cool stuff they haven't tried before.
Yep.
So feel free to give us feedback. We appreciate your comments. We appreciate suggestions on what you want us to talk about. And we look forward to doing this again next week. The next week with a guest, an actual for reals guest. It's really happening, folks. It's really happening. Until then, though, I'm Brennicle. He has been Sirlock, and we will see you next week.